Monday, November 8th, that's what I'm talking about. We're going to talk about camping, being a happy camper on That's What I'm Talking About today, because that's what I'm talking about, being a very happy camper. Are you familiar with that saying? It's such a cute saying, happy camper. That guy's a happy camper. Well, I'm a real happy camper. Because if you go camping, there's so much happiness involved in camping. And now I get it. Over the summertime, we ended up getting this cute little pop-up Jayco tent camper. And it's a little trailer. And you hitch it on the back of your truck. And it's awesome because it's this little square deal with a couple wheels on the trailer part, but it becomes this mighty little glamping mobile, so you can camp glamorously. You pull it out and it has a queen bed on one side, and on the other side it has a full bed, and it has a sink and a little table so you can play cards or whatever games you might like. We brought Yahtzee, Battleship, Uno, of course, Aggravation. We leave Aggravation in the camper each time. But this was our second time out since we bought it. And OMG, talk about a blast. We chose to go to El Morro Campground in Laguna Beach. And we were told a while back that it is super difficult to get a camping space there. But God blessed us. He opened up this window for us, and we were able to jump online on Saturday. Just got a wild idea to go camping for one night. And sure enough, what did we do? Got on, believe it's Reserve California. You could do Reserve America, and that's awesome too. And your campgrounds are everywhere. But Reserve California, that's what we were on. And with that, cool, when you set up a little, what is that called? When you set up your own profile, it will basically tell you, you put in where you want to go, and it tells you how many campsites are available that day. And sure enough, there was one available. So happy about it. And we had discovered it when we went hiking a few weeks ago, and some nice folks at Crystal Cove were having a meal and said, have you checked out that campground down the way? And we're like, campground? And so sure enough, we hiked on over to it and checked it out and thought, we definitely want to go there. And we did. And it was so much fun. We got there about, 4 o'clock, check-ins at 3. And our site had no neighbors on one side, and you couldn't see the neighbors on the other. We pulled in, got it all set up, made up the beds, and hung up the little lights. I like to put those pretty little lights that people like to do outdoors. It's super cute. And put the tablecloths on the picnic benches, put out our cool chairs that we got at Costco, and it was great. Got all set up, and then we took off to Laguna, downtown Laguna, and we danced to some live bands and went to a Skyloft rooftop dinner, and didn't even expect any of this. At 11 a.m. the day before, that morning, Saturday morning. So this weekend was action-packed with disco dancing to a live band, and then later on at the Sky Loft in Laguna, rooftop dining, and we got burgers and chicken wings. We had no clue we were going to be doing any of this, so we're dancing at this fancy place in our camping clothes with our tennis shoes and our jeans and t-shirts. Oh, it is so much fun. It is so much fun to be mid-century modern. You know, I'm about to turn 53, and I'm just having a ball. And it was just fun to see everyone all dressed up, having really fun. And then we ended up stumbling. We strolled around and we just had so much fun. We just happened to, by happenstance, we looked over and there was some art galleries that were actually open. And there was this artist to the back of one of these alcoves. It was wonderful because he did sports memorabilia in black and white. And we were able to get a really neat Christmas gift for John's son. So that was neat, Kobe Bryant. But this guy, Dave, he's the artist and he's going to call us when it's ready. So we don't mind going back to Laguna and picking it up. And I don't know, I hope you guys like camping. And if you do, go ahead and message me and let me know where you like to camp, because we always like helpful hints. And I could always find out about your happy camping stories. I'd love to hear about them. There's just so much fun. And we always get in trouble. We weren't able to get out on time at one. So the lady was kept on driving by with her little golf cart. Are you guys ready? We're like, yeah. So yesterday when we woke up, we had great ideas to go and hike all the way from the beach access, which was a tunnel filled with water. So we had to jump the fence and cross the highway, Pacific Coast, and climb down some rocks down to the ocean. And we made it, and then we walked the entire coast, but it was high tide, and we were kind of nervous that maybe we wouldn't be able to get back. But we did. So we made it all the way to the Beachcomber, the beach house. They have this little restaurant down there. And in, what is that? Right there is the cottages, those vintage cottages of Crystal Cove. And it was so much fun. So we ended up having, we got there and we knew we had to check out at 1, but we got there and the lady said it would be an hour and 40 minute wait. And we looked at her and we was like, well, we'll take like outdoors or counter or whatever. And she goes, oh, JK is available. And we go by John and Kelly, of course. So we always do JK. And we're like, what? And so we didn't have to wait an hour and 40 minutes for a table. They brought us right in and we knew that was God. God blessed us with a table. So we got our delicious breakfast in this awesome old restaurant and vintage. They had Bowerware for our plates and coffee mugs and water pitchers, and it's so charming with their copper trimmed tables and monochromatic seating that matched their paneling, their wood-sided paneling. It was just so wonderful. And the service was fantastic as the night before at the Skyloft. So big shout out to Robert over at the Skyloft and this other gentleman. I'm not sure of his name, but they were wonderful servers. We had a wonderful meal. And of course, we had to hike back all the way back to our camp. We didn't Uber. We were going to Uber, but we thought, no, maybe we'll just hike back. But the adventure was all these beautiful waves coming in and crashing up on the rocks and us running to make sure we made it so they didn't crash us up on the rocks. So it was just so fun. And then as the waves would spill out, it was this beautiful white blanket of foamy white waves, the seawater. It's just on the sand. It just looks so gorgeous. And oh, stuff that just goes down in the history books, my memory. And we took some pictures. We made it back to where we were going to have to cross, perhaps Pacific Coast. But I was apprehensive because at this time it's getting busier and all the cars are coming by pretty fast. So I thought, let's try the tunnel, the water tunnel. So the water was up to our ankles. But then it got up and we had to pull our clothes all the way up. I had yoga pants past our kneecaps to the middle of our quads. And it was creepy because I have no idea what was in that water, but we hightailed it as fast as we possibly could to the other side of the tunnel, and we made it to our campground. And of course, we had to make it all the way up this hill. And just in time, it was like 12:30, I think. There was no way we could break down our camp and have our trailer put together and clean it all up before we could take off. So being the happy campers we are, we just smiled really big at the lady that was driving in the golf cart. We're like, please give us just a couple more minutes. Don't cite us. And she was super kind and gave us a warning. And then we took off and smiles, grinning to ear and just super happy campers. Wonderful, wonderful memories camping at El Moro Campground there in Laguna Beach. So I highly recommend that 5-star camping, and I sure hope you guys go there on your journey. Well, 17 more days until Thanksgiving, and was happy and delighted to hear that my kids are going to make it. At least John's kids are going to make it, and Natalie, and that'll be awesome. Hopefully Colton will be here for Thanksgiving. I know Sammy can't make it this year, but it should be a really good celebration in 17 more days. November 25th, we shall have a wonderful meal, traditionally of Thanksgiving turkey, and dressing, and I like to make homemade cranberry sauce and stuffing, and well, that's dressing, mashed potatoes and gravy, and it just should be a ball. Hopefully my brother and sister-in-law will come, and my nephew Zachary and his girlfriend, and we'll see how it goes. So I hope you're all getting ready for that. We're going to do ours outdoors this year. We got a couple heaters on sale at Lowe's this year, so we'll put those in the backyard. And I've already figured it out. Just put a big old 6-foot table between our 2 circle tables and get a long old tablecloth, and just should be very delightful. So I hope you're all having an amazing Monday, and in the event you can get out camping, or I'd like to say glamping, I hope you get to do that. May God bless you, because that's what I'm talking about.
Hi, sweetheart. You look beautiful today. I love you.
Yay!